Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological summary report on patient Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Her address is 6100 Helens, H-E-L-E-N-S, Court, Loomis, California, 95650. Phone 530-524-8136. ID is XXX XXX5958. Date of birth is 5/6/1987. It's a 37-year-old married woman. Pharmacy is Rayleigh's, 916-652-5633. It is addressed to Dr. S-H-A-R-N-D-E-E-P K Baines, B-A-I-N-S, D period, O period. Below that should say Family Medicine. Below that should say Sutter Health. And then the address is 3104 Sunset Boulevard, Suite 2B, Rockland, California, 95677. The phone is 916-624-0300. The fax is 916-624-0631. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for treatment of intractable recurrent cephalgia thought migraine. Subparagraph, previous neurological evaluation and treatment without success. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Baines, thank you for referring Amanda Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S, for neurological evaluation, considering her history of intractable migraine with sharp pain activity in the left frontotemporal region. New paragraph. The kindly records you provided kindly showed findings of syringomyelia involving the lower cervical spinal cord with other findings of a Chiari, C-H-A-R-I, type 1 malformation. The low-lying and elongated cerebellar tonsils are displaced below the level of the foramen magnum, and in this situation may be a surgical opportunity for further evaluation and treatment. The study shows a 5 millimeter below the foramen magnum incidental findings include inflammatory mucosal changes affecting the paranasal sinuses, and stable appearing punctate supratentorial white matter, hyperintensities due to early ischemic disease. Similar changes are seen in some individuals with migraine headaches. New paragraph. Amanda underwent diagnostic electroencephalography on August 16th, 2025, which showed large slow wave activity, mostly in the left frontotemporal area. Several episodes of spike and polyspike activity were seen in the right frontotemporal focus. The longest duration was 9 minutes, period. These findings are usually due to structural causes, and the right frontotemporal epileptiform focus is consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph. She was seen for reevaluation on September 2, 2025, and September 30, 2025, for telemedicine follow-up. New paragraph. She was placed on anticonvulsant medication with apparently good benefit. New paragraph. In consideration for this history and these findings, I'm going to refer her to the posterior fossa surgical unit at UCSF for evaluation and consideration for further care. New paragraph. She has been treated with lamotrigine tablets, which will be continued while we follow her progress. Adjusting her medicine for any adverse reaction that she might experience, which has not been described yet. New paragraph. When she's seen again, I will send a follow-up report. New paragraph. I would anticipate that she is probably a surgical candidate and may successfully complete a surgical intervention with resolution of her migraine symptoms and any other clinical manifestations that she may have. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.